You're holding daf tesvav amar aleph, just last gemara again, and you're done on base was that the Omer Reb Yechon. Yechon says like this: that horoitza shekabel olav olmacha shemayim shleima. If somebody wants to be mekabel upon himself, except do this mitzvah of shleimus, a complete mitzvah of kabbalah olmacha shemayim, the mitzvah of kriyas shema. What should he do? So gemara says now on top of daf tesvav, it says that yifana. Rashi lekaver means first try and go to the base of kisei, then v'yitul yodav, then wash your hands. And then v'niach tefillin, then put on tefillin first, and then v'yikor krishma, say krishma v'yispaul, and you should daven, and v'zui malchus shemayim shleima, that's to the complete malchus shemayim. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that kol ha'nifna, somebody goes to the base of kisei first, v'noit yodav, he washes his hand, v'niach tefillin, puts on tefillin, v'yikor krishma, v'yis krishma, u'mispaul, is malo v'kosa, kilu bodem ezbech, v'ikrivol of korban.
The pasuk says, "Erchat finikoyin kapoy." He said, "Wash my hands; we're clean." And with this, I'll be zeich like I'm going around the mizbeach. So, what is washing your hands? It means if you do the whole kabbalah malchus shemayim the right way, as if you brought a korban. Rashi dechsev erchat finikoyin. That's right. Omar le rova loisavu lomar kilu tovol. He says another zach. If you wash your hands in the morning, as if you went to the mikvah. Kilu tova. Why dechsiv erchat binikoyin? For leiksiv erchat kapai. It doesn't just say I'm washing my hands. It says erchat binikoyin kapoi. Binikoyin mashmin in the kia lagamri, like a tefillah in the mikvah. So Rashi, Tadrashi dechsiv erchat binikoyin. Mashma erchat kol haguf. Mash like you're washing your whole goof. For leiksiv erchat kapoi. It doesn't just say wash your hands. Lidrosha asya. Loima shemala olav schar rechitzav kapov. You have schar for washing your hands in the morning. Kilu tovo kogufoin. As if you were tovel the whole group. So rather they say it's kilu. I mean, it's not mamash like you went to the mikvah, but it's a big schar. Kilu tovo kogufoin. Rather you're not yet to mamash going to the mikvah, but it's kilu. It's a big thing. Omele ravina la rova. Chazim mar haitzumim rabonin viyasimim rova. So the Rabbonim coming back from Eretz Yisrael, the Yoma, Mi sheyesh loy mayim lirchot yodo, Mi sheein loy mayim lirchot yodo. It comes time to daven in the morning, and you don't have water to wash your hands. Is mekaneach yodo v'ofer? You could just like wipe off your hands or wash your hands in ofer and dirt, or with tzoror with pebbles, or with smoyus in this sawdust. Trashi kistis is omalei shapikoma. But this halacha is a good halacha. Why? Miksir erchat b'mayim. Does the pasuk say you have to wash your hands with water? B'dekoyin ksiv means cleaning off your hands. So idashin kol midi demanti is good. Anything that cleans your hands is enough for rechitza. So if you wash it just by wiping it on something else, you're also yaitze b'dievet. It's about the material you're supposed to use water. But if you don't have water, or you come to shul and you can't find water, it's enough to rub your hands on anything else. You also make kind of this inyan of erchat binikoyin kapoy. So tomorrow, to Rav Chizda, layet aman de mahadir amaya vidnin tzlusa. But Rav Chizda used to give a kolola, a bad thing, if you went looking around for water when it came the time of davening ready. So the Gemara bahani milu kriyishma. It only means for kriyishma. So Rashi learns the Kriyashma, it means the idno the Kriyashma, Shizmana Kavua. That there comes a time Kriyashma, and Tashna means it's come out near the end of the Zman already. That if you're going to stop looking around to get water, you're going to miss the whole Zman Kriyashma. So it's not Kedai to look around for water, but to just wipe your hands whatever you could. So Rashi, you're afraid the Kriyashma is Zmana Kavua. Ted Yavar has Zman, maybe the Imam will piss. Avo Litzvilo, the Gemara Avo Litzvilo Mahadir. But for tefillah, you're supposed to look around to get water. But Rashi, avol tefillah, chidish Rashi, to chol hayem zmanhu. The whole day is a zman for tefillah. It's tzorach l'mahadir amayim. Then you have to look around for water. So the kashan Rashi is that the whole day is not a zman tefillah. Tefillah also only has the first 4 hours of the day. Kriyishma 3 hours, tefillah is 4 hours. So some of the know that the Rambam Shita is that even though there's a mitzvah essay to daven every single day, but midiraita, there's no zman when the zman tefillah is. Any time you want, you could daven midiraita. The rabbonim will convey the zman when you have to daven. So kriyashma, the zman, the first 3 hours, that's midiraita, the zman. They were more machnum. Mashenkein tefillah, this man midiraisa throughout the whole day. Just the Rabbanu made this man, so the Rabbanu will not mask it so much, you'll miss this man. But Avad also is not talking about the mamish of the last hour, the last minute of the fourth hour. It means you're the beginning of the fourth hour. The whole hour, you could spend some time looking around to find water. So the more of a yad kama, how far do you have to walk to look for water? Murad parsa. Parsa is 4 mils, it's around 2 miles. So the more of a hani milu lekamei. That's only to go in front. That means you're on the derech, you're going to go there anyway. So instead of stopping here to daven, whatever the shachas min chamarim, continue on your journey and go another 4 parsois, providing you know vadai that there will be water. Avli achurehel, let's say in front of you there's no water, just in back of you there's some water, is afilu mil enichoizim. Then you don't have to go back more than a mil. So it's a diyuk. Mil hu diyuk enichoizim. A complete mil, which is around half of a mile, you don't have to go back. Of a pachas in mil choizim. Less than a mil, then you would have to go back. And Allah has brought down the same thing, you've been davening in your house, so you're not on the derech. It blinds like going backwards. That if you find water within the derech of going less than a mil, you should look after water. If you know you won't find water, you don't have to look after it. Zman Azek, come on, we don't have this, come on, wherever we are, usually we do have water. So that's this Indian to before you daven is Indian to wash your hands. So Matkhila is brought down, and about in the morning, everybody washes their hands, and Matkhila is brought down before each tefillah. There's even Mincha and Marav, there's also an Indian to wash your hands. Because even though there's a chilah, well, now everybody washes Megavas in the morning. So once you wash your hands, normal your hands are the cheskis, kosher, unless you know that you touch something that's dirty. Still, so therefore, throughout the whole day, when you come to make a bracha l'moshel, you come to learn Torah, you don't have to wash your hands beforehand. Because Minasam, we say, since you wash your hands in the morning, it's enough for the whole day. Minasam, the hands are the cheskis Torah the whole day for brachas and for limina Torah. But Shankin, for tulip brought down that no. Mitchili, you're supposed to wash your hands before you daven. Because Shadav brachas is a state of Yudches brachas, one after another, there will be cheskis maybe your hands touch afghani your hands throughout the day, and you touch the dava that's not the torn, so you should wash your hands before davening. But let's say you're in a rush, or it's a zman, you question your mistah, that's tefillah b'tzibur even, then you could be sent up on the tether just to wash your hands. Or even on your clothing. I be you wash your hands on something, you yaitse b'dievah that kol midi demanki is tight. But matkhilah is an inyan to wash your hands before each tefillah. Lav dafki you have to use a kais, I be you wash your hands. Because that's ikir is b'nikoyim, your hands are clean now. But the evidence, if you don't have time to wash your hands and the question of missing davening, Havad is better to daven dominion, and it can be used to just rubbing your hands on anything. So the Mishnah. Hakareya Shema. You're learning Kriya Shema. Hey, you set it out. It's not the hero that you start speaking in your leg. Because we pass him heroes love kibibur. Some thinking about in your mind, you're not used to the mitzvah. No, you said it. But you didn't say it loud enough that you yourself could hear it. Is Yotzeh. Habtanakam Yotzeh, that's what we pass in Aloch, you Yotzeh. We have Yotzeh Yama La Yotzeh. No, if Yotzeh Yold will soon see Shema, the prophet says you have to hear it. If you can't hear it, you're not Yotzeh. Korav L'Voloi Dikdak B'Yos Yotzeh. You said Kriya Shema, but you weren't medastic in the Yotzeh Yotzeh. What does that mean? The trash L'Dikdak B'Yos Yotzeh L'Farshin Yotzeh B'Svostos. Means the way it came out of your mouth, it didn't come out so clearly. But avada, you pronounced, you said every ice, you said every word. That's not saying you skipped a word, you skipped half a word. You pronounced all the words. Just you weren't medosunti, there's a sayyidah hadigduk to be very medagdic when you say every word, like tizkiru, to pronounce every word clearly. If you didn't pronounce it so clearly, you're also yaitza. Korva digduk yashiyasir, of yashiyam is yotze, that's how he paskin. If you do, I'm a lo yotze. He also know. Kriya Shema Vazundu is Indian or Kriya. You have to be medagdic to Kriya. See how? You're not medagdic lo yotze. Hakari l'mafrei, we had before, if you say the parsha is backwards, or even one pasuk backwards, is lo yotze. Kora v'toya, you were saying Kriya Shema, and you made a mistake, you skipped a word, or you skipped something, you said it backwards, is yachse l'mokim shetor. It's up until how you said it, you say the yotze to the mitzvah. Just at that one pasuk or word that you made a mistake, just go back to that word and continue on. So the more, my time of Rabbi Yossi. What's the time of Rabbi Yossi? He says if you don't hear the Kriya Shema, you're not Yossi. The more mishum dechtiv shema, shema Yisrael, vidashinash hashmei aliyos necho ma shatamayt mipicha. You have to hear, to your ear, what comes out of your mouth. So,
no,
it's brought down before, right? From Shema we hear this. So the more of a Tanakama, what does he do with this Pasuk? So the Shema, b'chol loshen shata shmeya. Shema means, lav dafkin loshen akredish, shayu yaitza kriya shema, now fiddle in English. Any loshen you say, Shema, be hearing it, you yaitza the mitzvah. That's what Tanakama holds. But to say you have to hear it to your ear, that you don't have to. We have yaitza, 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 tati shema mean, I hear both halachas. Is that true? Shema means a chidish, any loshen you want to say. But I also hear Shema means you have to hear it. I could hear both. Shrashi tati Shema mino ki derashta nami Shema b'chol loshin shata Shema. I feel you make the drosha. Hear it. Any loshin you say it, of the Shema mina nami d'tzorach hashmili aznoi. Still, I hear from this. You have to hear it. You have to hear it. That's also part of the Shema. There's the Rashi, but you know it's a little chiddush. You want to tell me that the pshat is you hear Shema. Rabbi Yosi holds the svara. Shema is the chiddush b'chol loshin. Does it start to say you can't say it the choloshin? He says you can't say it the choloshin. It's only if it's a din diber that you have to say it out, that you have to hear it. Then the term was makbar and a diber. What's called a diber? Maybe dafka loshin akodesh. But on the tzad that you don't have to hear it. So Rabbi Yosi holds in svara that's not called a diber at all. Rabbi Yosi holds in svara if you can't hear it, it's not called a diber. It's called like hear. So if you could be yaitza the mitzvah of the hearer, it's not masav, you need loshin akodesh at all. And any hearer you have in your mind should be yaitza the mitzvah. But since the pasuk says Shema, no, it's a chiddush that you can't do it b'chol loshin. It's a chiddush that you could do it b'chol loshin. But I need a gzeiras kasha for that. That means in a svar I would say you can't be yaitza. So I see clause the mitzvah is b'dibra, I have to speak it out. Therefore I hear, if you don't hear it in your ears, that's not called talking according to Rabbi Yosi. But Allah, we hold not that. We hold even though you can't hear it, but as long as it came out of your mouth, that's also called the diber, and you yaitza the mitzvah. Tanan, learned the mission in Trumas. Tanan Hosam, Cheresh, that's Hamadaber Vienna Shemeya. It's a Cheresh, is somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's deaf. So now, usually when the mission says Cheresh, it means both, Vienna Shemeya, Vienna Medaber. But here we're talking about a Cheresh just that he could talk, but he can't hear. Is Lo Yitzchum. So the Mishnah Matkila, he should not take off Truma. He should not be Mafish Truma. Why? Because when you Mafish Truma, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Now, when he says the bracha, since he can't hear the bracha, why says it's not called a good bracha? We'll soon see who sheet this is. So the Mishnah of the Vim Torim, but for the evidence, if he did take off Truma, this person that can't hear, is Trumas the Truma. The Truma is Chav. So Drashi, Lo Yitzchum, the Fishayna Shemei HaBracha. He shouldn't make the bracha, but since he can't hear his death, he can't hear the bracha, shumavarach aleha, so metchila, that's not called a good bracha. But for the yevid, if you took off the truma, it's chal the truma. So the Gemara man tana, cheresh hamadav aviena shumeya, is the yevid in, lechetchila loy, who's saying this, that metchila, he shouldn't make the truma, because he can't make the bracha metchila. Just for the yevid, yoytza, amurav chizda lechura rav yaisi. So, Kura, this is Rabbi Yosi Shita for now Mishnah. That what it's Tanan, he says now Mishnah, Kriya Shema, if you say Kriya Shema, for Lo Yishmi El Yodno, you don't hear it in your own ears, is Yotze, that's the Tanakama Divri of Yehuda. Or the Bas takes out his ears of Yehuda, that's Tanakama. We have Yosi Yama Lo Yotze. Yosi says in the Mishnah, for Mitzvah Kriya Shema, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. That ought to be it. When do we say you're not Yotze? Only by Kriya Shema, because that's Midiraisa. So you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Mashenkin by Truma, the mitzvah Truma Mikra is making the Maisa Froshi. You have 10 apples here. The mitzvah is take out one apple, that's the mitzvah Midiraisa. That you have to make a bracha, Mashasa Frosh Truma, that's only with the Rabbanim. See, even though you're not Yoytza the bracha, according to Rabbi Yosi, because you don't hear. It's not called a good bracha, but I call upon him, it's past to say, but the Truma is Chal, because you did the Maisa Froshi. The Mos Mazda. At can like come Rabbi Yosi lo yotze. When did you say not yotze the mitzvah at all? Elagabi kriya shema diraita. By kriya shema the dibra, that's midiraita. So about you don't hear what you're saying. That's not called the dibra according to Rabbi Yosi. That yotze the mitzvah. Avol truma mashenke by afrosh truma. What's the question? If you can't hear, it's only mishum brachu. It's only the brachu you can't hear. The ma'isa afrosh you could do. You're a bar das. You could take out one apple from 10 apples. Just the Shav Bracha, your Bracha is not a good Bracha. Or the Zohar, the Klali is a Bracha, the Rabbanim. The Baal says, you have to make a Bracha on Mitzvah. is only midrabbonim v'loy the bracha tal yinusa. Therefore, even though you're not yet to the bracha, you can't hear the bracha, but the mitzvah you still did, because the mitzvah, the bracha is not makiv the mitzvah. So the ganzer riches here a lashon here. They say that the bracha is not makiv, because since the bracha is midrabbonim, the famous place the Rosh here, the diet that learns that lo yitzuya birchas hamitzvah would be midiraisa. As wherever the bracha is midiraisa, then he learns the bracha is a chelik of the mitzvah. And if you don't say the bracha, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Therefore, lo yitzuya the bracha of truma, of our first truma, would be a chiyah midiraisa. So this cherish that can't hear would say the bracha, since he's not yet to the bracha that he can't hear in his ears, he wouldn't be yet to the mitzvah either. Because whatever is midiraisa is makiv in the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara has a richas haloshin that mashenk in halacha the bracha of truma is only midrabbonin. So about it's only midrabbonin. Even though you don't have the bracha, but I call upon the fresh truma you do have.
Bracha
doesn't
refer to any bracha.
No, you're right. Any bracha. Go to any bracha. Nafkamina chab the brichas hatera. Brichas hatera is midiraisa. But listen. But right, just in Midrash, the klal is that the bracha is only midrabbonin. But lo yitzu, there would have been the rice, there would have been market. Yeah, we're not going to go into it now. Rabbi Chanan the Basterman has a kasha from this. He has a kasha of Bezoi, Birchas HaTeru is midiraisa. The voice comes, somebody learns Teru without making a bracha, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah at all. Because there the bracha is midiraisa, so without the bracha, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. And he says, Lo Shemanadav is there, we never heard something like that. That somebody learns Teru without making a bracha first, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. And Lochvayt, he says, we hold that you're not allowed to learn before you make a bracha. It's like you're mizrein to the Torah. Correct, if I can't. If you don't make a bracha, you're not yet to the mitzvah. So what's so wrong about it? You're not doing anything wrong with leaving the Torah. It's not a mitzvah anyway. So mashma klo by birchas haTorah, even though you didn't make the bracha, when you learn, it's still called the mitzvah. That's the kasha. I go up in here, it's not what I'm going to say. Go up in here, bracha is the rabbon, and therefore bracha is not makim. That's the chilus. So this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi. And in the Mishnah he says, you're not Mekai Mitzvah Krishma because you can't hear it. Here by Truma, Mitchila, don't make Haprosha Truma, you cherish. But for the Evid, if you did it, you yet. For the Gemara, me mind, Rabbi Yossi, what's the right? This Mishnah, Truma goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Duma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe goes according to Rabbi Yehudi from the Mishnah. The Yom Agabi Krishma, Nami the Evid in the Chila Loi. Jesus said that Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, the Kriya Shmabla, Ishmil Yosna's Yotza, means Mitchila, you could be Yotza. Maybe Tanakam also holds that's only b'di'evit. Says Mitzchila, if you can't hear it, you're not yetsa mitzchila. It's not a mitzchila de gemitzvah. Mel, to make the brocha, if you can't hear what you're saying, don't make the brocha. That's a Yehuda. Just b'di'evit, he says the yetsa. So tomorrow, Tate, I'll even bring you a raya for this. The Ketani, the Mishnah starts off, Hakareya Shema. Is the evit in the chachila loy? Every time Hakareya is mashma b'di'evit. If you said Shema, and you didn't hear what you're saying, still you yoyse, that's the Tanakama. And never Tanakama is asking mitzchila, there's a mitzvah to hear it to hear. So therefore this Mishnah in Truma goes according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Now mitzchila you're supposed to hear, so if you're a cherish that can't hear, you shouldn't make the bracha mitzchila. So the Mara Amri know, Ho diktonia kureya lodich koichud Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoma dievet nami loy. I say our Mishnah the Peshat is, according to Tanakama, vadi yotse mitzchila is good. I, why does the Mishnah say Loshana Kureya Mashma only be the Evid? That's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu be the Evid, you already said the Shema, and that's the only Shema you said, but you didn't hear it to your ears, you should know you're not Yotze. Tomorrow, Lohidia, Lohidia, Vakoyachad Rabbi Yossi, the Yoma the Evid Nami Loy. Vashenkin, D, Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe I'll tell you, Afilu Katkhila Nami Yotze. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that Matkhila, you are Yotze. So it's not nuchu what the Yehuda Shita is. As maybe the Tanakhama holds that Metchila, you are Yotze the Mitzvah. So I bazoi, who does the Mishnah go then in Truma that says that a Cherish should not be Mafish Truma? You have to say then on goes according to Rabbi Yossi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there will be Shver. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Metchila, you're allowed to say a Bruch, even though you don't hear. So why does the Mishnah say a Cherish should not be make Truma? So I will believe that now the Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Yossi and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So up to Gemara. For Maya Kimta, who do you that find this mission in Trumas? Rabbi Yossi, who goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That he holds that since the bracha of Trumas is only with Rabbonin, so but the effort you yotze the mitzvah such a fresh Truma. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Tanakama, Hafilu Mitzchila, you're allowed to say a bracha or say Shema, even though you can't hear it. For the Gemara of Yeloho de Tanya, is another brayta, says, Lo Yevorech Odom Birchas Hamazon Beliboy. Somebody should not bench Beliboy. The Prussia Beliboy means that you did not hear what you're saying. You're saying it Beliboy. The Yimberach Yotzer. But the Yevon, if you said it, you're Yotzer. And so does this go like, this Bryson? So Rashi says, Beliboy, Rashi says, Shlo Yeshmil Yotzer. Hey, Zavad, it doesn't mean Beliboy Mamish that lay Behiru. But that's the Gemara later, we always pass in Hiru is Lav Kediba Dami. If you don't even say it out of your mouth, that's nothing. So it says here that if you bench Beliboy, the Rashi just means Shlo Yeshmil Yotzer. You did not hear it to your ear, but it came out of your mouth. So the Bryson says, Metchila don't do it. Although the Yimbirich Yotzer, but the Ever is good. Fredrik Mormani, who does this Bryson go like? The Chura Lori Rabbi Yotzi, Lori Rabbi Yotzi, can't go get one of them. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes to court of Yehuda, Mitana Kanavar Mishnah, where's that Tenayin, or Omar Lekatchila, Nami Yotzer. But just got finished saying, if you don't, Afilu Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you don't hear it. So why does the Bryson say you shouldn't bench if you don't hear it? Metchila should be Mutter. Elamai goes to court of Rabbi Yotzi, so the Gemara, E Rabbi Yotzi, the Ever Nami Loi. Even with the Ever, you shouldn't be Yotzer benching, because Vircha Samotn is Midiraisa. And Midiraisa, Rabbi Yotzer says in the Mishnah, if you say Kriya Shema and you don't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotzer with the Ever. So, of course, Kasha, who does this price go like? It says by benching, Mitchila, you have to hear what you're saying. But if you don't hear, still you're Yotzer. Who does it go like? So, Rashi, Rabbi Yotzer, the Ever Nami Loi. So, Vircha Samotn, the Raisa, the Chiyav to bench Midiraisa. The Prophet says, Vircha the Savota Barachta. Yes. So the more Elamai Rabbi Yehuda, he has to go back to say no. That the Tanakhana of Alva Mishnah is masking that it's only b'di'evid the Yotze Shema. But Metchila, you should not say it if you can't hear it. Elamai the more Rabbi Yehuda, who b'di'evid in lechatchila loy. And now Mishnah it says Lakareya Shema b'Shmir Lozne is Yotze. That's only b'di'evid. Rashenki Metchila, you should not do it. Therefore, it's good. It's bright. So, Yevorach is Bircha Samozin. That's the Yehuda Shita. That Metchila, you should only bench or say Shema if you do hear it to ears. Just for the Yevod Yot. So, the more of that's Pshat, Elohor did Tony Rebbe Yehuda. It's another bright. Yehuda said over it, Rebbe Yehuda, the braid of Shimon ben Pazi. If you did the son of Shimon ben Pazi, said over Elohim, Cherish Hamadabit. This person that could talk, but he can't hear, Cherish Hamadabit. V'yeinu shemeya zok yeterum l'ketchila. Hey, there's a new shita now that afilu metchila is not a metruma. There's a clause, there's a shita that even metchila, abi you say the bracha out of your mouth, even though you can't hear it, do you yotze. Here's the churimani. Who does this price to go like? Lay of Yehuda, because we just got finished saying of Yehuda holds that metchila, you're not supposed to say it if you can't hear it. That's why the price said, don't bench bircha samozin if you can't hear it. It's only for the effort you yotze. So now the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said over that Afilu Metchila you're allowed to do it. So who's it going like? Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yosi. Because here Rabbi Yehuda, who am I, the Yevod, in the Chachila Loi. We just got finished saying Rabbi Yehuda holds only the Yevod, your Yotzah mitzvah Kriya Shema, if you can't hear it. But Metchila is supposed to hear what you're saying. And here Rabbi Yosi, who am I, the Yevod, Nami Loi. According to Rabbi Yosi, Afilu the Yevod, you're not Yotzah. And here is a man Yom that says Afilu Metchila you're allowed to do it. So the more Elul Yerul, what you have to say is like this: we have Yehuda, we have Filuch Etchila Nami. There's a Tana Kama Val Mishnah that says a Kareya Shema that you Yotza that's even Metchila. That's his Shita the Metchila. You can be Yotza the Mitzvah be you spoke it out even though you can't hear it. So that's Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua Breid and Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi that a Cheresh Hamadavi and a Shema could be termed like Etchila. That's our Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda. Lekasha. For the day, for the rabbi. Hey, in Rabbi Yehuda, we're having two shittas now. That one place is mashma, it's only b'di'evad yotza. And one place is matza mitchila. Terah says one he said in his own name, and one he said in his rabbi's name. So, Murdetnan, we have Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Yablezer ben Azai, he said over the name of his rabbi, HaKoyresh Shema Yisorech Yeshmil Yoznoi. That mitchila avadi, is supposed to hear what you're saying. Shenema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echot. So Metchila, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Just for the Yevod, even if you don't hear, still you Yotze. So that's if Yehuda is saying over B'Shem his Rebbe. As if Yehuda himself is on the kind of our mission hold, that Metchila, you could say Shema, even though you don't hear it to hear. That's as good as Shimon ben Pazi. Just as other brises, the Mashnah of benching, Metchila, don't bench. But the Yevit, if you bench without hearing your Yotzam, that goes according to Yehuda, that it set off in Rebbe's name. Omele Reb Meir, Dr. Meir Tzarech Reb Yehuda's Rebbe, Reb Lezer Ben Azariah, Harei Yehuaim, no, I think it's a Chanyu. When I say even Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema even if you can't hear it. As Tepotik says, Asher Anoichi Mitzavecho Hayoim, Alev Avecho. What does Alev Avecho mean? Acha Kavonas Halev. That the Iker is Kavonas Halev. Is Mela Hein Hein Hadvorim. These are the Iker Zachin. His Abdi is speak it out. Even though you can't hear it, he is. That's called really Alev Avecho. So you see, Reb Meir holds the Shita also, that even Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you don't hear it. So the kids, so we have now three Shitas. We're saying that a Tanakama Baal Mishnah and Reb Meir here both hold that Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you can't hear it to your ear, how do you speak it out? Then there's Reb Yehuda, B'Shem his Rebbe, or Blessed Ben Azariah, that says the middle case, that Metchila don't say that way, but with the effort of Yotza, and that's the price of benching, that Metchila don't bench for Liboy, but with the effort you are Yotza. Then the third sheet is Reb Yais in the Mishnah that says even with the Yevet you're not Yotze if you can't hear for years. So tomorrow now of a Hashtag the Yasl Hochi that will what? We have a Farish Reb Meir that holds Mitchila you're allowed to whom but they don't have to say two Reb Yehuda's then his own name and his Rebbe name. Hafilu Tem Reb Yehuda Karabetz relay. I'll tell you Reb Yehuda it's a Tanakam of our Mishnah only with the Yevet you Yotze. But Mitchila you can't say Shema if you don't hear it Leo's night. So it's good to Bryce that don't bench if you can't hear it. But like Kasha, I just left Bryce that says, Afilu Matkilus Mutta, or Reb Meir, or Reb Yehuda. We have a certain amount of Yarmeni, we have Reb Meir Shita. We'll have to make two Shitas in Reb Yehuda. The Shita that holds Matkilu, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you don't hear it, that's Reb Meir Shita. And that's the last Bryce that Bishim Ben Pavli holds like that. And then the Tanakama here, and with the Bryce to La Yavorah, that's Reb Yehuda. That he holds is only for the Yevet Yotza. But Mitzchila you shouldn't do it. So maybe you have your three Shitas. Avad, we hold like this middle Shita, that Mitzchila, you're supposed to speak it out that you could hear it. But with the Yevet, if you didn't hear it, Avi came out of your mouth, you are Yotza the Mitzvah. You Yotza Kriya Shemani, you Yotza Brochas, all Brochas right there. But if you say a Brocha without even speaking out of your mouth, that's nothing. That's called a hearer, hearer of Lot Kedibur. Avi, it came out of your mouth, you Yotza the Mitzvah.
How did the other
bunch open
around the
Pasuk Olam Zah? Well, that's in the way. That's in Shema Yisrael. But he had Pesukim. It's because of Yaisi Olsen that if you don't hear what you're saying, it's not called a Dibur. It doesn't pass to be Marvi. You need a Dibur. Cannot hold. There's a Mishnah in Megillah. Ha'apil Kisherim Likrasasa Megillah. Anybody claim the Megillah for the Rabbin? Chut, Mi Cheresh, or Shaitse Bekotin. If they land for the Rabbin, they're not yours. We'll soon see the Chura Cheresh, we'll see what type of Cheresh we're talking about. The Chura here, the Cheresh has to be somebody who could talk, because he learned the Megillah. So it just means he could talk, but he can't hear. So it says, you're not Yotze the Megillah. The Yehuda Machshir B'Kotin. The Yehuda says, no, a Kotin Yotze, we'll soon see it means a Kotin Yotze Chinuch. If he learns the Megillah, since he's Mechuyim with the Rabbanon and the Mikra Megillah, and the whole Mikra Megillah is only Yechiv with the Rabbanon, so also the Rabbanon has Maitim with the Rabbanon. So the more man Tan, who's the Tanakama? Man Tana, that Cheresh, the Yevet Nami Loi, it says a Cheresh straight to the Kotin, you're not Yotza. I feel that the Yevet you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Who is this Tana that holds that the Yevet you're not Yotza? I'm Rav Master Rav Yaisi. The Chura, it's like our Tana, the Mishnah Rav Yaisi holds that the Yevet you're not Yotza. The Tanan, HaKoyra Shemav, Lishmi, Eli Yozno Yotza, Div Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaisi, Yoyim, Eli Yotza. I mean, it could only be at least Rav Yaisi. But even though Rav Yaisi only said it by Kriya Shemav, maybe that's the Raisam. Akopon, when you have a mission, it says even the Rabbanim the Kalocha by Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotza, Akopon is gold like Reb Yosi. So Reb Yosi is not Machalik between the Rice and the Rabbanim. In both, like we said before, his story is what's called the Dibur, if you can hear it, he is. Something you can't hear, it's not called the Dibur. So even for Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotza. So the more known, Mimai, the Reb Yosi, who? Udiyevit, Nami Lo, who says this Mishnah to say Udiyevit? You're not Yotza Mikra Megillah. Dilma Reb Yehuda he. I'll tell you maybe it goes according to Reb Yehuda Shita. Well look at Chiluhu Deloy. For the Yevet, Shabbat Dhammit, as it came out before, that on the Kamaval Mishnah by Krishma is only the Yevet, he ought to miss his Krishma. But Mitchila, you're not supposed to say it unless you can hear it. So maybe Mikra Megillah also, just saying Mitchila, don't let a Cheresh blame the Megillah. But the Yevet, he ought to. So the Merloy Saka died, I can't be Pshat. Tiktoni, Cheresh, do me the Shaita Vekotin. It says a Cheresh, Shaita Vekotin is La Yotza. Is ma shoyt to the court and they're not tonight das and not mechuyev and gansin. Is the yevin nami loyal filu but the yevin not yet to the mitzvah. Is mash mechura af cherish is the yevin nami loyal. So the heck with that mishnah has to go across Rav Yosi.
And the chur the kasher is then there's a stam mishnah like Rav Yosi. There'll be a little problem then. The chur you should pass with that mishnah then.
That's what we're bothered by. But the chur we have no eitzah. You can't say it means only lechatchila you shouldn't do it, but the yevin yotzah. Because it says in the same thing, a cher is shreit of a cotton, and a cotton is shreit of a shreit, you're not yet to the mitzvah. So the that's no raya. But we want is that time that mitzvah goes according to Yudal Halacha. So the Duma, walk your deesa, walk your deesa.
All right, turn over.